106.9 The Eagle. It is Vinyl Selection. Ricky are uncovering the entire DeGuayo album by ZZ Top. Happy Cinco de Mayo, by the way, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. DeGuayo. It's got the U with the two dots. I don't know. You tell me. Sixth album by ZZ Top. It was the last album of the 70s, and it really made, it got the ball rolling for their transition into the 80s. That was the opening track there with I Thank You. We'll talk more about the album on the way, but first, it's She Loves My Automobile. She Loves My Automobile, covering the entire DeGuayo album by ZZ Top for Vinyl Selection. Appreciate you hanging out. Now, this is their sixth album, their five-album stretch before this, all starting in 1971, was really defined by just constant touring. They were always on the concert circuit, so much that really the only time they had time to record new music was when they would take periodic stops. That kind of wore the band out between Billy Gibbons, Frank Beard, and Dusty Hill. It did wear them out, but it also proved to provide them with a lot of success. I mean, three consecutive gold albums in that period. Actually, Frank Beard was quoted in 1980 to the Boston Globe saying, "For 6 to 7 years, we had somebody telling us what to do. You got to have a road manager when you're a band of Texans because we were just so wild that we'll do what we want to do. So you have to have somebody all the time riding herd on you." Sounds like a little old band from Texas. Here's I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide. I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide. 106.9 The Eagle. It is Vinyl Selection, covering the entire DeGuayo album from 1979. Here is A Fool for Your Stockings, ZZ Top. Manic Mechanic, ZZ Top, covering the entire DeGuayo album this Cinco de Mayo for Vinyl Selection. Appreciate you hanging out, making us a part of it. I talked about the years leading up to this album in 1979, kind of waning on the band, you know? Everybody kind of felt the need to do their own thing for a short period of time, despite the new contract with Warner Brothers. I mean, you had Frank Beard had just come out of rehab and then kind of disappeared to the Caribbean. Frank Gibbons had moved to Paris for a short period of time, and nobody really knew what happened to Dusty Hill. Actually, Frank Beard said, "The Dust is very secretive about what he did. The best I can understand is that he spent a whole lot of time in Mexico. He always loved Mexico. I don't know if it's the Señoritas or what it is. For a while, he was in Nassau, but they all came back together for this one in 1979. It's Dust My Broom." Dust My Broom, ZZ Top, 106.9 The Eagle. It is Vinyl Selection. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Keeping it going here, low down in the street.
Good night, darling.
Hi-Fi Mama, ZZ Top, 106.9 The Eagle, covering the entire DeGuayo album this Cinco de Mayo. It is Vinyl Selection. This was an interesting album. Actually, Dusty Hill said that we use synths as a tool. Synths, I can barely say that word. A great thing about it is we did not know what we were doing, so we didn't have any restrictions on ourselves. But that's the way we do things. We truly like to have a record dictate how we're going to record. We don't do that first. And DeGuayo kind of rode that line between Tres Hombres and Eliminator. You kind of split the difference with that and got the best of both worlds. And even provided concert staples like this one. It's Cheap Sunglasses. Cheap Sunglasses, the DeGuayo album from ZZ Top, covering it in its entirety for Vinyl Selection, the Cinco de Mayo. Actually, about that song, Billy Gibbons said that it was actually written during a trip from the Gulf Coast up to Austin, Texas. A bright spot of creativity flared as we were passing the hamlet of LaGrange, and I recited all three verses of Cheap Sunglasses within a space of 20 miles. And that's the way they stayed. I like that. Keeping it going here, the closing track off the DeGuayo album. But just to recite the thing about this, DeGuayo, named after an unyielding fight song associated with the Mexican army. A band that was built to last. That was the theme of this album. And it was kind of really the last bit of the old times ZZ Top that we would hear, at least up until 1996, Rhythmine. And going to wrap up Vinyl Selection this evening with the closing track. Like I said, Esther, Be the One. Happy Cinco de Mayo. We'll do it all over again next week. It's Ricky Aaron. Appreciate you hanging out.